T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. It's 5:22. Let's go to the buffet line now. We'll check in, get a little breakfast buffet for you here at early on this Saturday morning. Well, over the past few decades, heat waves have become more intense, and that's posing more of a danger to vulnerable populations. But, you know, heat waves rarely get the same attention tornadoes and hurricanes do. Well, now a new initiative aims to change all that. With the story is CBS News meteorologist and climate specialist Jeff Berardelli.
If you were asked to recall a hurricane, odds are that you'd immediately invoke memorable names like Sandy, Katrina, or Harvey. But you probably don't remember any heat waves, do you? At least vividly. Although heat waves rarely get the attention that hurricanes do, they kill far more people per year in the U.S., about 3 times as many, according to NOAA. But perhaps if heat waves received as much public attention as hurricanes, lives could be saved. That's the idea behind a new initiative that aims to tackle public awareness and preparedness by naming and ranking heat waves. Now, this comes at a time when climate change is making heat waves much worse. A study published in July concluded that since 1950, heat waves globally are getting significantly more frequent, they're lasting longer, and they're producing more cumulative heat. That's making populations more vulnerable to heat stress. This initiative is being led by the Atlantic Council's Adrian Arsh Rockefeller Foundation. They, along with 30 global partners, including the cities of Miami, Mexico City, and Athens, Greece, announced the formation of the Extreme Heat Resilience Alliance. This notoriety problem is especially large in developing nations where record keeping tends to be lax and media coverage tends to be sparse. But in the U.S., some TV meteorologists are skeptical because defining a heat wave can be difficult and people's tolerance varies on a local basis. However, Dr. Ed Maybeck, a communications scientist from George Mason University, disagrees. He says that heat waves are an abstract idea. However, concrete concepts are easier to understand and remember, so naming something is a good way to make it more concrete and more actionable. Bottom line, Heatwave Harry may be coming to a city near you. Jeff Berardelli, CBS News.
Well, that's like, you know, the Weather Channel has named the winter storms now. Come on. I think bringing more attention to heat waves is a good idea, but naming them, yeah. You'll have to convince me on that one. How about those seeds? A lot of people have been getting seeds in the mail. Like, what is this? Well, Jeff Colvin has a little more about that for us.
Unidentified seeds are purportedly sent from China to U.S. citizens who didn't order them. As U.S.-China relations have deteriorated in recent weeks, some pundits have wondered whether the seed shipments could be an act of state-sponsored eco-terrorism. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and all 50 states have warned recipients of the seeds not to plant them. But the USDA says there's no evidence to suggest the packages are anything other than a so-called brushing scam. That's when a seller on an e-commerce site such as Amazon boosts its ranking by falsifying reviews and sales, mailing cheap products to unsuspecting customers and counting those as shipments is one way to do that. In fact, many of the packages are marked as containing jewelry. The practice is common in China. I'm Jeff Colvin.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff, for that report on those mysterious seeds. So as we all try to social distance when we go out, some restaurants are just putting the chairs up. Some are putting tape around the tables, etc., whatever it takes to keep everybody apart. But a Tokyo restaurant has found a creative way to keep people from getting too close together. We get that from Brian Banmiller.
In order to reopen their doors, businesses worldwide are facing new rules and regulations. That includes face coverings for servers, removing items from the table, such as condiments, and keeping people apart. Now, to make sure people follow that last rule, a restaurant in Tokyo is bringing in some backup, mannequins. The Chinese restaurant's using lifelike mannequins to keep diners from getting too close. Posed as fake customers, the 16 mannequins are placed at tables around the restaurant. The manager says besides helping people to social distance, it also gives the impression the restaurant is busy and full of customers. He said when they first reopened, he removed tables, but the dining room felt cold and lonely. So he dressed the mannequins in colorful costumes and placed them around the room. Until things get back to normal, he says, this will have to do. Customers say they were surprised when they walked in, but got used to them. It's like dining next to people without actually having to talk to them. Brian Banmiller, CBS News.
Well, there's an interesting take for you. You know how the baseball teams are putting the cardboard cutouts behind home plate? See where the Royals put Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's back there? That was pretty good. You look around, you'll see some of those in the background of the game, so it's kind of fun to look for those. All right, one more for you as we have a little dessert here. I don't want to say a little drink to finish the day because this is about a new water treatment method. Wrap, trap, and zap for superbugs. Bob Carson is with the National Space, or actually the National Science Foundation.
If you're like me when it comes to thinking about wastewater treatment, it's pretty much out of sight, out of mind. But researchers have been working on a solution to a wastewater issue since they first brought it to the surface in 2013. They're part of NUT, an engineering research center exploring the use of nanotechnology to improve water treatment. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria breed in wastewater treatment plants. When they're killed, they release antibiotic resistance genes that in reservoirs and storage tanks can later transform harmless bacteria into drug-resistant superbugs. Collaborating with a team at Tongji University, the researchers developed a way to destroy antibiotic-resistant bacteria and free-floating resistance genes in treatment plants before the water gets released. They created tiny nanospheres from bismuth, oxygen, and carbon, and made them three times more efficient by wrapping them in a graphene shell. Part of a strategy the team calls Wrap, Trap, and Zap, light-activated the spheres capture and kill bacteria and degrade the resistant genes before they can contaminate the water. The outer wrapping gives them more time to work and makes the spheres reusable. Better wastewater treatment? It's a wrap.
Find more ways the government's National Science Foundation is advancing the sciences at nsf.gov.
And there you have it, our breakfast buffet here on this early Saturday morning. Gets us to 5:29. Coming up, we have the latest news for you. We'll check the forecast with Matt Benz at 40. At 45, we'll wrap up all the sports news. In between, Fred Bottomer is going to report on the church that was destroyed on 9/11. It's being rebuilt now. So that and much more coming up on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.